All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on two of my very favorite radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, where it is yet another beautiful summer day, as well as 97.1 FM KSBT here in somewhat sunny Sandpoint. As we are into August here, and boy, we have got some August weather going and a lot going on. I'm Bob Witte. This is North Idaho Thursday, and I believe we've got another good show for you today. First up, we'll have our monthly chat with Brenda and Marie from the Sandpoint Senior Center and Daybreak Center. Find out what's going on over there and tell you about a end-of-summer wine tasting fundraiser that's coming up. And in our second segment, we'll welcome back in Lauren Sanders from the Panada Theater. The Panada has some huge events coming up, so we'll take a look at that schedule and have Lauren as our guest for the final time, at least the final time in the managing director role of the Panada. And we will explain what that's all about. And in our final segment today, it's PRCA rodeo time. And for the Bonner County Fairgrounds, yes, the rodeo is this weekend, Friday and Saturday, kicking off fair season, I call it. Fair enough. And we'll be chatting with the rodeo queen, Maddie Gunter, as well as Levi Irish, the president of the rodeo board. Always one of my favorite segments of the busy summer season. And boy, howdy, is it ever busy. If you're in the heart of Sandpoint right now, you are probably hearing live outside your window Michael Fronte and friends on the festival stage. And of course, he's performing with his band Spearhead this evening as they kick off the second weekend of the festival at Sandpoint. And Michael Fronte heard that we were looking for a family show, and he said, I can do that. That's how cool that guy is. So he's down there at Memorial Field right now doing that. Also, if that's not your cup of tea, so to speak, at Super One Foods on Larch and Boyer. Let that one slide by. At Super One Foods on Larch and Boyer right now, our very own Jeff McLean from K102 is there doing a live remote. They have a Pacific Seafood Sale out in the parking lot, as well as they have some craft beer and wine samples for you there in the parking lot. Jeff has lots of stuff to give away today. I know he's got some Sweet Lou's certificates and some jalapenos gift certificates, things like that. And they're having their 12-hour produce sale. So it's a great day to get on over there, say hi to Jeff McLean, and get some free stuff. So I already told you tonight, festival kicks off, Michael Fronte and Friends. That is sold out tomorrow night, REO Speedwagon, after a couple of years attempting to get them here in Sandpoint. COVID had something to say about that a few years ago. They are here, and they are sold out as well. And for all the years that I've been involved with the festival, I can't remember back-to-back sellouts. I don't think that's ever happened. So congratulations, festival at Sandpoint. REO Speedwagon tomorrow sold out. But Ashley McBride is a Saturday night country star. And that's, there are still tickets available for that. And then Princess Bride with the symphony, doing the soundtrack live while you're watching the movie Princess Bride, is for the grand finale. So that's a very unique weekend at the festival at Sandpoint. Suzuki String has their third annual Strings Festival going on this week. You can go to SuzukiStringAcademy.com and learn more about that. And let's see, what else is going on? All the usual stuff, at you know, the live music and trivias at all the local bars. For example, Ron Kuiper Trio's at the winery tomorrow. Bright Moments Jazz is at Arlo's. And there's Schweitzer has Movies on the Mountain going on this weekend. Free outdoor events Friday nights in August. Go to Schweitzer.com to learn more about that. Of course, I mentioned the rodeo going on. The Long Bridge Swim. Is this all this? Wasn't enough. In a matter of 3 days here, we also have the Long Bridge Swim at 9 a.m., I believe it is. That's when they usually start. At the south end of the Long Bridge, finish hopefully at the north end. You can still get signed up for that. Let's see, today's Thursday. Tomorrow, late afternoon at Sandpoint High School. That's where you park to go to participate in the Long Bridge. They bus you over, but you can go there and get tickets. For more information, go to longbridgeswim.org and all kinds of other stuff going on. For more information on anything else happening in Sandpoint this week and weekend, go to sandpointonline.com. We've got the Senior Center ladies with us, and we'll get to that right after this.
AGE Heating and Cooling is your locally family-owned and operated Lennox Premier Dealer serving the greater Sandpoint area. What does that mean to you? Premier dealers are among a select few in the industry who uphold exceptional service, product training, and high customer satisfaction, earning and maintaining a 4-plus star rating among customers. Working with AGE Heating and Cooling is one of the smartest decisions you can make for your home comfort. Call today, 208-603-2210.
Missing your NFL team's out-of-market games? Not a great plan. A much better plan? Switch to My Plan from Verizon and get NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV on us with eligible phone purchase and unlimited plus. That's a value of up to $449. Get every out-of-market game every Sunday afternoon. Switch to My Plan at your Verizon store today. And for a limited time, get NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV on us with eligible phone purchase and unlimited plus. It's your Verizon. $449 value applies to NFL Sunday Ticket season 23-24 only. Additional terms and embargoes apply to NFL Sunday Ticket on YouTube. No refunds.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SMART for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code SMART. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SMART for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SMART.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back, North Idaho Thursday. I'm Bob Witte, your host here today, and joining us for our monthly segment from the Sandpoint Senior Center and Daybreak Center, we have Brenda and Marie with us. Ladies, how are you?
Hi, Bob. Great. Nice to see you. Thanks for having us.
And Marie, you were telling us the Daybreak Center, you've got availability.
We do. And, you know, summer's a good time to drop people off instead of making them sit out in the car and wait for you because it's so hot.
Yeah. And is it air conditioned in the Daybreak Center?
We do.
Can we send our engineer Pat over there?
So you can come with us. It's okay. We keep it around 73. Honestly, you'll be happy.
He's a little sensitive to the heat.
Just a long extension cord and you can work from there. So, yeah, we keep it fairly cool until somebody starts complaining.
And, yeah.
But we have to obey the VA rules. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you can drop your loved one off there. So if you're the caregiver, just to give yourself a break, you can go for a swim or go take in a movie or go shopping or the library or whatever it is you want to do.
Doctor's appointments.
Yeah. And a lot of lots of times when you're a caregiver, it's hard to do that with the person you're taking care of. So that's why it's the main reason you're there.
Yeah. So come on down. We have fun there. We have fun there. And it's summertime. So
yeah,
a lot of people that are here from out of town, if you make the arrangements, if you make the arrangements, you can bring your loved one in. So give us a call, 265-8127, area code 208. But yeah, I will make things happen for people. So
yeah, I didn't even think about the out of towners because there's a lot of them in town right now, and I'm saying that with a smile.
The traffic, oh my goodness.
Unbelievable, and it really doesn't help to have the road construction, but obviously the road construction can't happen any other time of year, so hence that problem. Yeah. We haven't had smoke yet, though, so count our blessings there. So the summer just going along. I know every time I say that, somebody says, don't jinx it. I have nothing to do with it. Zero.
It's
less
true.
Than nothing. Brenda, it's great having you back on the show. We missed July.
Oh, we did. We missed you too, Bob.
Well, thank you. And you came with a flyer today because the Sandpoint Area Seniors is having an end of summer wine tasting fundraiser. And what do you know about that?
Oh, I know we're going to be whooping it up. So y'all better come down. It's the last Saturday of the month.
Okay.
And we're going to have all kinds of wine. And some food and just food, fellowship, wine. I mean, who could ask for more?
Yeah.
And the end of summer bash, come on down.
And you're air conditioned in the senior center
yes,
as well?
Also a cooling center. So if anyone doesn't have air conditioning, they can always come cool off.
I think our engineer is going to head right over there after this show.
We're going to drag him over.
He needs to cool off.
Poor guy. Look at him.
A lot of inside jokes here this afternoon. So again, the Sandpoint Area Seniors End of Summer Wine Tasting Fundraiser. It's $50 per person because it is a fundraiser with prepaid reservations, $75 at the door. Of course, you need to be 21 and over to make reservations. Call the Senior Center, 263-6860. Again, it's Saturday, August 26th from 3 to 5 at the Sandpoint Senior Center, 820 on Main Street. And it's an afternoon of sampling fine wines. There's gourmet appetizers, coffee, desserts, live and silent auction items, and Precept Wines and Brown Family Vineyards will both be there with their wines. And Brenda, are you preparing the gourmet appetizers?
Yes, the Sandpoint Senior Kitchen will be doing the food for that.
Can you give us a hint what it's going to be?
Actually, I actually don't know. I know it's maybe some different salads and charcuteries. I'm not exactly sure. I don't have the list in front of me, so I'm not exactly sure.
But it'll be great.
It'll be delicious.
What's for lunch today at the Senior Center?
Today we had beer battered cod and seasoned JoJo's with the apple slaw. And then we had, for National Watermelon Day, we had a watermelon bar going on. So we were whooping it up today, too.
It's National Watermelon Day. Yesterday was National Ice Cream Day. Did you guys have ice cream?
No. Nobody told us.
Yeah.
You should have told us, Bob.
There you go. A couple of things that you had asked me to be sure and mention today. On Monday, September the 14th, you're going to be closed. That's Labor Day.
Correct.
So I want to mention that. And you have a board of directors elections. The last deadline for a letter of interest to be submitted to the Senior Center is September the 8th. Candidates forum on the 14th of September. And then the voting is open from September 14th through the 21st. And then later on the 21st, the ballots are counted. And then the winner announced the next day.
That's right. And we're all looking forward to see who's going to come and join our board of directors.
Usually get more people sending letters of interest than actually can get on the board. That might not be your area.
So. It's not my area, Bob.
Okay. But part of you guys' area are volunteers. What are you looking for?
Screaming from the rooftops. We got so many activities going on at the Senior Center. We want volunteers every day. We need drivers. We need volunteers for all kinds of other things, too, besides driving. Like I said, we do so many activities.
Driving for Meals on Wheels?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm. And stuff in the center. So anybody that wants to come give an hour or two, I mean, we're not asking asking much.
So it's not like you're asking someone to volunteer 8 hours a day like that.
No, just an hour or two of your time, and we'd be forever grateful.
Yeah, and we mentioned a lot of people not only visiting Sandpoint area right now, but have moved here.
Yes.
Who might be looking for something, some community service, something to do in the community. Well, how much fun would a few hours here and there at the senior center be?
A lot of fun, and we have lots of resources for those new people, too. So
there you go. And I wanted to ask you about an event because we missed the show last month. You guys had Bob Hope at the Senior Center?
We did. Our Bob Hope sing-along, it went off without a hitch. I'm telling you, that was the funnest thing. These sing-along activities.
How old is he now? Mike, 120 or something?
Is he alive?
No.
I think he's gone.
So it was a historic fun sing-along.
Historic. And what that means is they do the history of the music, and then they hand out song sheets, and everybody sings, and it is so much fun, Bob.
So Arbor Crest and the Sandpoint Area Seniors this month presents historic sing-along with Rosemary Clooney.
Clooney, yes.
And that is August the 31st. Lunch at 11:30, music at noon. And again, that same number to make reservations for that, 263-6860. So that's what's happening this month at the Senior Center. And, of course, you have all your usual events, the, let's see, the card games.
And
do you have any?
Fit and fall proof. We have our exercise class. We just have a get online and look at our newsletter.
Well, you know, when you get back to the headquarters today, you got to tell them to put the newsletter on the website because the August newsletter isn't there yet.
Well, that's just a small faux pas. We'll fix that. we will fix that up.
Get right on that. And
yes.
Again, one more time, come wine with us. That's what it says on the flyer.
That's
come
right.
Wine with us at the Sandpoint Area Seniors End of Summer Wine Tasting Fundraiser. It is Saturday, August 26th from 3 to 5 at the Senior Center, 820 Main Street. $50 in advance, prepaid, $75 at the door. Must be 21, and it's sampling of fine wines, gourmet appetizers, desserts, and auctions, all to benefit the Sandpoint Area Seniors.
Yes.
Very good. Brenda, Marie, thanks for all you do, and thanks for joining us once again this month.
Thank you. And these guys, the best food. It's so exciting. Their food is wonderful. I'm serious.
And Brenda, I noticed that you are wearing a North 40 bandana today, and we had the rodeo queen and the rodeo president at North 40 yesterday selling tickets. They'll be here on this show in just a little bit. We'll get to that in a little bit, and we'll take our second break right now and continue with North Idaho Thursday right after this.
Bondo, you need Bondo. Bondo fixed the car so you can drive him home. A Crown Victoria. Never seen a car with so much chrome. I took it into Anderson's. Expert paint job, shine like the sun. Woman now thinks that I am number one.
Anderson's Auto Body.
Let's get something straight.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now.
If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or
you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Do you know a deserving person or family that is in need of a brand new heating or cooling system? AGE Heating and Cooling in Sandpoint is participating with Lennox to provide a new heating or cooling system for a deserving person or family at absolutely no cost to the recipient. Just go to feeltheLove.com to make a nomination. Deadline to nominate is August 31st. For more information, feel free to contact AGE Heating and Cooling in Sandpoint or simply go to feelthelove.com.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Pearls on the Lake, seasonal waterfront dining on the shores of Lake Ponderay in Hope, is open for lunch and dinner Wednesday through Sunday from noon to 8 p.m. They're hiring for back of house with competitive pay.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back, North Idaho, Thursday. And as I said in the top, the intro into the top of the show, that we'll have Lauren Sanders from the Canada Theater as our guest for the final time, at least the final time as the managing director at the Canada for right now.
Yeah.
And let's touch on that for a moment. And what's going on with you? I can see that you're with child.
Yeah. Well, it's just a change at the Canada that's happening. And it's was not an easy decision by any means. But for my family and for myself, it's really the best time for me to pull back from, you know, these bigger responsibilities. And the Panda is a huge responsibility.
Absolutely. And late and, nights, which is not really conducive to having a two-year-old and being with child.
No, exactly. So it was a really hard decision to make. Like, I really was in conflict with it for a while. Yeah. But when I really, like, sat with myself and what I really needed, I just had to listen to me, and which is really hard to do because this job presents so many opportunities, and it also is a great way to be involved in the community. And I've been working with some amazing people that I've just, it was a really, really difficult decision to make because I've really fallen in love with the Canada, as I think a lot of people do.
Absolutely.
And so I really don't see this as the end. Like, I'm still, even though today is like technically my last day, I'm still going to be helping out with transitions. So for like the next month, I'll be working with the board, and then I'll be working, I'll be holding space in terms of making sure contracts are going through, making sure that our website's up to date, and then making sure that our community outreach board members have all the info so they can promote shows. And then, so I'll still be holding space in terms of making sure that things move fluidly for the contract side of things. And then when a new MD comes on, I'll be with them to train them until they're confident.
So no chance of this just being a maternity leave?
No, I don't think so, especially with like who they're going to bring on next. I'm like really confident that they're going to bring on someone who is just going to keep building off of the momentum that the current team and I have been been doing.
You've done a sensational job.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. So I think they're going to bring someone in who's like ready to go, and they're going to be very qualified. And my goal is just to empower that person so that they feel confident and they know, you know, our agreements, they know the status of our clients and different and other things. They connect with the right people, and they know all the right stakeholders to connect with, and they know the systems that we use from the technical side of things. So I think they're going to be really savvy, and I'll just be there to support them in any way possible, because the Panda really deserves that.
And yeah.
So,
and that's great.
So does the new MD, just so they feel like really confident in that space.
So you're not just saying out of here and see you later. Good luck.
No, no.
Well, you have brought helped bring some huge events. Of course, we talked about Graham Nash last time around. Jeff Tweedy since then. How was that night?
That was really cool. He's funny.
Yeah.
He's really funny. He would like, he was like talking about a song that he wrote. He was like talking and then all of a sudden his conversation went into like his dead dad. And then he said something else and everyone like started laughing. He's like, why are you laughing about my dead dad? And I mean, that's kind of morbid, but, yeah. but he just has this like lightness that he brings to his words that sort of just are real, but he also makes them like relatable and funny, you know? So I really like that about him. And then his opener, Loren, was really great too.
Yeah.
I really liked her.
Yeah. Jeff is super talented.
Oh, Jeff. You guys are buds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you have some more big nights coming up.
I do.
Richard Thompson on August 9th, right around the corner.
Yeah. And that's something that I think is important to know is all of our shows, tickets are still on sale. I think we got a reputation that we sell out because Jim Messina, Graham Nash were sold out, but Richard Thompson, who's a legendary guitarist, he's coming. His tickets are still available.
I had some friends from Calgary visiting this week, and we were sitting on the deck at Trinity, and they go, Richard Thompson's coming to the Panada. I go, yeah. I go, do you guys realize who that is? And he the Panada wasn't big enough for this. That's how big a star he is, according to his super fans.
Yeah, so. He is. And because he does a lot of, like, tracks and sounds for bigger – for big songs is sort of my understanding of him. And so he's someone that, like, plays on bands for really big artists. And he also has written a lot of great music. He might not be the one that's singing it, but he's, like, the heartbeat behind that.
He's, like, the man.
Yeah. And so – he's coming. His tickets are still on sale. And then we also have the Traveling Mercuries. They're coming.
Tell us about that.
So they're a bluegrass group and they're going to, and I don't really know much about them, but they're going to be bringing down the house of the Panada. But there's going to be a lot of dancing, a lot kind of like what we did for Jim Messina, and tickets are still on sale for those guys too. And it could just be a really fun way to kind of close out your month of August. And tickets for that show are very reasonable too.
And that's August 25th, 7:30. I'm assuming you get those at the POAC office.
No, here. That's through Craig, Too Far North Productions.
Oh, okay. So
yeah,
gotcha.
This is through Craig, who's been our promoter for all these great shows.
And you also have the Surprise Summer Film Series coming up on the 16th.
Yeah. Sponsored by Bonner Title.
How have those nights been going?
Surprisingly well. Last show.
Picture on your website when it says Summer Film Series Surprise, and it's obviously a picture from, you know, what? Is that a hint?
Yeah, it's a hint. So the hints for this show are he is a professor who likes adventure, and he hates snakes, and I think I've kind of... Those are some good hints.
Yeah.
The film is PG-13. So I just want to make that clear because I don't want families to show up and think it's like a quote unquote family film. Some families might say it's a family film, but it's PG-13. So just want to set that clear for everybody. But it's the third of the series. How's that? The original series.
And then you have Breaking Away coming up on September the 8th and our buddy Bart Budwig coming on the end of September. And Bart's super famous around Sandpoint.
But we also, so Charles with Syringa, this is going to be a fundraiser. So this is a fundraiser event.
Oh, okay.
So tickets are going to go to the Gravel series that Syringa puts on. This is like their last
Syringa
Gravel series.
Cyclery.
Yeah. And then what happens from there is KRFY and the Panada are going to split, are going to get a portion of the proceeds from those ticket sales. So Charles has done a really great, it's a great gift that he's giving to KRFY and to the Panada. So it's a good fundraiser for us. And then Bart is going to be in the Little Theater.
Oh, okay.
So that's a Little Theater production, and that's going to be a more intimate setting. And he's going to have a couple openers with him. And then also, it's not on our website yet, and I don't know if they've been in here yet, but Repertory Theater will be there. Their play's coming up, Murder on the Orient Express.
I saw an email about that. Yes.
Yeah.
It's not on here yet. But,
no. But it's happening. I hope I didn't spoil anything. I think everyone knows. It's on their website. They've been promoted on social media.
Yeah.
So I think it's okay. Sorry, Keely.
No, I'm sure that she's appreciative and she's a huge follower of this show, and she does her own show here. So
yeah, and then
no harm.
October is, we have some, we haven't announced October yet, but we have some really neat, unique shows in October. They range from another little theater production in the Black Box. It's going to be more of a Black Box production theater show. And then we have a fundraiser for a local nonprofit. And then we also have who represent, I can't go into too much details because we haven't, it hasn't been announced yet. And then we have, and then we're hosting our own event on the 7th. So, and then we also have this great, on the 30th, we have Space Point coming, September 30th. So they're coming back again for a show to do.
Will be the fall equinox production.
Yeah.
Did you hear how they did it? They had a thing at U of I campus. Was that last Friday? I believe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. The Space Point's a really great organization.
Yeah.
And, yeah. They're really growing legs fast.
And efforts to bring an observatory to Sandpoint and, you know, in conjunction with U of I. And I didn't know before all of this Space Point stuff how involved the University of Idaho was with the space program.
So yeah.
It's very interesting.
It is. So that, so they're going to be back in September. And that's not on our website yet, but it'll get up there soon.
Again, it's Evening with Richard Thompson. I believe tickets are still available. That's August the 9th, 8 o'clock, a show you will not want to miss. If any of you saw Leo Kottke at the Panada several years ago, 5 or 6, 7 years ago, this will be comparable to that, is the way I would put it. So you definitely don't want to miss that. We have the Music Conservatory having their Enchanting Music Tales on August the 11th. The Surprise Summer Film Festival, if you go and look at the picture on the Panada website, will be absolutely no surprise to you. The Travelin' McCoury's Bluegrass Music coming to the Panada Theater on August the 25th, and then we get into September. For tickets or any other information on all of these events and what's coming in the future even at the Panada Theater, you can always go to panada.org, that's panada.org, and just hit tickets, events, and look at all the lineups.
Yeah,
Lauren, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show for all these months, and you're welcome back anytime, even if you're not the managing director.
Well, thank you, Bob. It's been a pleasure, and I just want to send love to all of our Panda patrons and to all of our volunteers, our board members, and our staff. Like, you all have welcomed me, and you all are amazing, and I'm going to miss you, but I'll still help. And
you'll still be
around.
We'll
still be together, but just not in this capacity. But just thank you to everyone for showing me so much love and grace and sending everyone that Sandpoint love. With Michael Fronte coming tonight to the festival, I think you know, that Sandpoint love is real.
He is playing at the festival right now in the family show, and we have never ever sold so many tickets to the family show as we have this year. And a friend just sent me a clip and it sounded great and just so much fun. Also, we'll be there tonight, sold out. Tomorrow night, sold out. And as I was saying in the intro, I don't remember another festival weekend ever where we had back-to-back sellouts. So that is very commendable.
That's awesome. Yeah. Good for, I'm so proud of everyone. Like, that's just a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, it's really putting Sandpoint on the map, especially with music and how amazing our community here is. We love music up here.
Oh, obviously, with all the venues that have sprung up and are thriving and doing well. And
we have great artists, too, like our local artists. That's why I'm excited for the Little Theater to really take shape at the Panda, because the Little Theater is going to be a really strong, like, good house for all of these, like more local artists. And with Caitlin Shook being our
event, I was just going to say that.
Yeah, she's like our new event coordinator.
Excellent.
So she has this plug in to these local artists, and she'll really be able to like showcase them in this space. And I'm really excited to see how that takes form.
Excellent. Lauren Sanders, thank you so much again for all you've done for the community and continue to do. And we look forward to having you back on the future.
Yeah, thank you. Talk to you soon.
We are going to take our final break. When we come back, switch gears a little bit. Besides the festival and all this music stuff happening in Sandpoint, it's also PRCA Rodeo Weekend this Friday and Saturday. We've got the rodeo president and, of course, Maddie Gunter, the rodeo queen, with us. So stick around.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
And what's better than waking up to a toasty sausage McMuffin or sweet, savory sausage McGriddles? Waking up to two. Because when you buy one, you can get another for $1. You can even mix and match. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Be warned that once you pick up a refreshingly cold drink from McDonald's and people see just how refreshingly cold that drink from McDonald's is, you may create drink envy. Because there are drinks, then there are drinks from McDonald's.
And there's a sweet, fizzy soft drink for any order. Right now, get your favorite flavor starting at just a buck. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
It's summer, and the mountain is calling. Answer the call with a trip to Schweitzer. Enjoy amazing views, a hike to the summit, or a scenic chairlift ride. Get your adrenaline pumping with loads of lift-serve mountain biking. Then there's zip lining and the trampoline jumper. The adventures are endless, so you might as well stay a while. Now, for a limited time, book two nights and get the third one free. Details at Schweitzer.com.
As a DJ on the hunt for sounds to add to my perfect summer playlist, I can build a track from just about anything. From the birds in the trees, to the sizzle of a burger on the grill, to the perfect beat drop. But there's something missing. Nothing says fun quite like the sound of summer scratch tickets from the Idaho Lottery. With prizes up to 200 grand and weekly second chance drawings for a $2,000 Delta gift card, this is a beat you can play to get away. Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and Buildings. Must be 18 or older. Play wise.
Is your cabin overflowing with more stuff than you need? Are your pole barns bursting? Are you too hot and cranky to put on a yard sale? Mountain Traders is here to help sell your goods and cool you off with a great dish of ice cream. Mountain Traders can sell everything from your trucks, RVs, furniture, books, tools, appliances, even your furry and feathered friends. Located on Highway 95 in Elmira, just 10 miles north of Sandpoint. Visit mountaintraders.net.
Do you know a deserving person or family that is in need of a brand new heating or cooling system? AGE Heating and Cooling in Sandpoint is participating with Lennox to provide a new heating or cooling system for a deserving person or family at absolutely no cost to the recipient. Just go to feeltheLove.com to make a nomination. Deadline to nominate is August 31st. For more information, feel free to contact AGE Heating and Cooling in Sandpoint or simply go to feeltheLove.com.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back. Our final segment here on North Idaho Thursday. For this week, we are joined by the Bonner County Fair Rodeo Queen Maddie Gunter and the President Levi Irish. Guys, how are you?
Doing great, Bob. Thanks for having us here.
My pleasure to see you guys at North 40 yesterday as the one and only time when you could buy rodeo tickets in person.
Right.
How'd it go?
It was great. We sold a lot. We're getting excited. Everybody's coming out and getting excited to come support us and enjoy a good show.
So, and I was asking you yesterday about, you know, you were on this show a year ago and a couple other times.
Yep.
as the rodeo queen. Has that ever happened before where you had 2 years as the queen?
Well, there's plenty of other girls who have had that experience before. The girl before me, Haven Chase, she actually got 2 years because of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So she got a second year to represent. I was just lucky enough to be asked if I would like to try out again, and I love it so much. So I took my second year, and it's been a great experience.
So it wasn't automatic. You had to go through the whole process.
Yep, had to show that I could do it again. So.
But that must have been a little nerve-wracking. Like, what if I don't like it?
Yes, there was that thought. I was like, well, I've done it before, but that doesn't insure it for me. But I just love it, and you kind of learn to just have confidence in yourself over the time you're doing all of it. So it was just a fun experience to get to try out again.
Yeah. So Levi, what did she have to do to try out? I mean, what does the tryouts take place and so on?
The tryouts take place
the second or third weekend in July, depending on how the full weeks line out.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's speech, horsemanship, and then in the horsemanship category.
Are there horses that there speak? Are, you know, like
no,
Mr.
Ed? That'd be cool. But she might have to get on somebody else's horse and show that she can do what she can do on her horse on somebody else's horse
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
That must be a little terrifying. I mean, the horse doesn't know you and vice
yeah.
versa.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting experience getting on a horse you've never ridden before. But as rodeo queens, that's something we have to do a lot of the time. Hmm. At the higher up levels, like the state queen, she would have to mostly ride other people's horses. So being a rodeo queen is also about being just a very knowledgeable horsewoman and not just, you know, a pretty face for the rodeo to put up on a poster.
So other duties as the rodeo queen, what do you do year round?
Well, I am always representing our community and our rodeo, so I'll go to different events in the community. I was in the Lost in the 50s, the parade this year. I was also in the Winter Carnival Parade, and throughout the summer, you know, I'm just traveling to rodeos.
Thanks for doing the Winter Carnival Parade, because we're always kind of struggling to get people to participate. So
yeah, no,
that was really great.
It was super fun. It was the first time for me getting to ride my horse through that, so it was a cool experience.
Yeah. Well, cool. Hopefully we'll get more horses in the Winter Carnival Parade.
Yeah,
that would be awesome. So what are some of the other community events that you go and do speaking engagements or appearances?
So every year we have to have what's called our Rhinestones and Royalty, which is – I've promoted that on here before. That is where I raise money for my year to help me travel throughout the circuit, and I have to give a speech there. And a lot of the times when I'm doing these parades and such like that, I'm always talking to people, so that's kind of like public speaking, yeah. but I'm just getting to know the community and everything and helping make a name for our rodeo.
So what do you do actually at the rodeo this Friday and Saturday evening?
So I actually will be – most of what I do is in our opening ceremonies. So, you know, I get to do my lap, and as they announce me, I get to wave to the crowd. But then I also get to carry the American flag as we play the national anthem. And then throughout the rodeo, I'll actually be helping push cows for different events such as tie-down roping and steer wrestling and just helping out wherever they need me. I'll be in the barrel truck, you know, mm-hmm. just running around, keeping busy, helping the show go on. So.
Well, Maddie, you mentioned all the stuff that happens in the show. Levi, tell us more if anybody hasn't been to the PRCA rodeo here at the Bonner County Fairgrounds and they go, say, Friday night, what can they expect?
They will expect to see bucking horses, bucking bulls, roping, ladies roping, ladies barrel racing. The PRCA rodeo
is a blast.
Yes, it is.
If you haven't seen it live, you should check it out.
It is, yes. It's amazing how fast they can get going on horseback.
And then turn.
And turn.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. But it's a variety of events. It's not just one singled out event. So there's plenty going on for it. Everybody will like something no matter what.
Yeah.
Even if it's the clown act in the middle.
I missed the clown yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. he puts on a pretty good show. So,
well, that's great. And so are there tickets still available?
There are.
But you guys generally sell out,
we
right?
generally sell out, yes. And last year it was kind of the same where we, right at the end,
yeah.
sold out. And I think I expect to see the same this year.
Yeah, so you should get tickets right away. And yep. You do that online at BonnerCountyFair.com?
Yes, sir.
And this was a year that besides you guys selling them at North 40 yesterday, that was the only way to get tickets. And for anybody who maybe doesn't have a computer or doesn't have computer skills, you can always go to the Bonner County Fair office and yep. they'll certainly help you out
yes.
and
yeah.
make sure you get those tickets. How much are tickets?
$17 a piece.
For adults?
Yep. And then kids 5 under are free.
Oh, that's awesome. And coming up, in just a few weeks will be the Bonner County Fair itself. We have a new yep. fair director. And how's it going over there?
It's good. We're getting super excited. I actually am done doing my 4-H projects I'm completed my 4-H project last year. So this year they're going to be having me just, you know, running around at whatever event they need me for. And hopefully we have a great sale this year for our 4-Hers. And we're super excited to round out the 4-H year for everybody, and hopefully it's a good turnout.
So, Levi, when we're talking about the Friday events, how does Friday night and Saturday night differ? Should people plan on going to both?
So, I personally like going to both at any rodeo. Mm-hmm. I like, even if there's three or four performances, I'd like to go to all of them. Because normally there's a different theme every night. So Friday night's Patriot night, and we do a military presentation. And then Saturday night is our cancer awareness night, and we do a thing called Miracle Minute where our queen and our visiting royalty will pass around buckets, and whatever money we raise, we donate to a charity here in town for cancer awareness.
Yeah, that is great stuff. And yeah, I'd suggest people do go to both nights. And the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association is out of Colorado Springs, Colorado, at the largest and oldest rodeo sanctioning body in the world with the largest payouts.
Yep.
So this is the real thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, at the NFR this past year, the payouts were well over $1 million.
What?
Yeah.
My goodness. That is great. There's also, of course, all the fair events. You can go to BonnerCountyFair.com and learn all about that. My good buddy Wade Brown will be in here again this year doing the Demolition Derby on the Saturday night. You have the Summer Nights Concert with Devin Wade and Maya Kohal.
Yeah.
Of course, two of the greatest local bands to come out of the Sandpoint area. And you have the bull riding coming back, Challenge of Champions. And how does the bull riding differ from rodeo?
So I call it a bull bash because it's all bull riding.
Got
and
it.
We do a local barrel race in between that local horseback riders can go try out on Monday, pay their entry fees, and then in the open class, the top 10 will get to race and the performance on Friday. So we'll stick that somewhere in the middle, and then it's the straight bull riding. We'll do three sections, three or four, depending on how many contestants we have, and then we'll do a short round at the end with the top two from each section.
Excellent. Sounds like a lot of entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you want to get tickets, get your rodeo tickets right now because they both nights will sell out, as Levi was explaining. Also, the Demo Derby always sells out, so you want to get those tickets as soon as you can. And, of course, enjoy the Summer Nights Concert and the bull riding. Maddie, one last question. I guess this is the last time I have you here as the rodeo queen. What happens after this rodeo for you?
Well, after this rodeo, I do have a couple more to go to. I'll be headed to the OMAC Stampede next weekend over in OMAC, Washington.
Excited.
Yeah, super excited. I've got a couple more rodeos, the Gem State Stampede in Coeur d'Alene at the end of the month. I'll be going to the Pendleton Roundup in September, just hitting a couple more. And then I actually pass my crown down to the next girl in January of 2024. So I'm super excited for her to start this journey.
So that's starting now, the girls applying for next year's rodeo queen and all of that.
Yeah. So we actually, Saturday night, we'll get to announce our 2024 queen.
Oh,
so that's another thing you'll get to see if you come out on Saturday night to the rodeo.
Well, how exciting is all this? Levi Irish, the president of the Bonner County Rodeo, thank you for joining us once again this year. Maddie Gunner, always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you.
Good luck to you in the future and whatever it brings to you guys. And
thank you.
Go to BonnerCountyFair.com for tickets right now for all the great fair stuff. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much, Bob.
All right. That is it for North Idaho Thursday for this week. Till next week, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.